The Ann Arbor Public Schools is asking voters for a $1 billion bond over 30 years to pay for building upgrades and energy efficiency. It's one of the largest bond proposals requested by a school district in state history, and it's been met with criticism among a voting population that is generally receptive to millages. Here to talk about the district's plan is Ann Arbor School Superintendent Janice Swift. Superintendent Swift, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here with you.
So tell me what the district is really hoping for with this bond.
You know, what we're really hoping for is to restore and renew and re-envision our 32 beautiful historic schools that average 63 years of age. So they're in need of infrastructure. It's also a new day in terms of instruction. So we're looking at redesigning the way teaching and learning occurs to really match the 21st century, not so much outdated as we currently are in some of our buildings.
So I think The other question I have is about the size of the bond. It's a big ask, $1 billion over 30 years. Why that amount of time? Why that size of a bond?
Well, bonds have to do with the item that you're purchasing with the bond. So these are capital bonds. They're investment bonds that are really designed very much like a mortgage. So this is a 30-year process, a 30-year bond, and the $1 billion is over the course of that 30 years. So it's not like next year the district's going to have $1 billion. This is going to be an ongoing construction project over 20 years and a 30-year bond.
Wouldn't it be possible, though, to limit the scope of the bond and do a smaller chunk, a smaller millage, a shorter period of time?
So, you know, that's what we've been doing over the previous decade. We've been doing lower price and shorter term endeavors. And when we polled our community last spring and we spoke to hundreds of citizens in about 20-minute interviews, they were very clear with us that they wanted a more comprehensive approach that really got to all of the systems that need improvement and also set us up for future generations. They really expressed to us that they didn't want so much that one little inch at a time.
So far, it seems that the feedback that has been most apparent has been suspect of the proposal or not convinced that it's necessary so far. That's what I'm hearing in my neighborhood and on parent and teacher boards. How do you make the sell if there is that pushback? We don't have much time left, obviously, before they have to be voting on it. Are you worried about the future prospects of this proposal?
Well, you know, Laura, our current bonds paid their last revenue in 2018. So this is a time when the administrative team, the board, and the community must consider a capital bond. The district will be in a very vulnerable place to have an average of 63-year-old buildings. Five of our buildings will be 100 in the next very short time. It would be a very irresponsible decision to not have a capital investment bond current. Michigan is one of only 12 states that does not fund for capital investment at the state level. So in the state of Michigan, the responsibility for local school buildings falls entirely on the local community. We do understand the concerns. We absolutely do. We've never done more homework in preparing for a bond. And item by item, everything is listed in the plan that needs replacement. So this is not a situation where we've just come up with a number. It's a number that's based in fact. And you know, quality public schools are a fundamental component of successful and robust and vibrant communities. We know this. So we believe that our community will make the best decision. We've held, you know, around 50 community meetings, and we've had good crowds coming out to those meetings. Great questions, as you noted, being asked. It's worthy of our best thinking this question is. And we do that thinking together as a community. So I'm confident that folks have done their homework and will make the right decision.
Superintendent, I want to ask you about transparency. We've spoken with many teachers who say that they don't trust you because of money they say they lost out on. And we've heard from parents who have raised concerns about a lack of transparency when your administration removed a principal from her school. I know there are now legal restrictions around talking about a lawsuit that's now involved, but I want to ask you specifically about transparency and a lack of trust when you're making a big financial ask. How do you overcome that?
The ask is absolutely worthy, and we separate that from the normal day-to-day business, which does bring up tensions and conflict. You know, Laura, that's a part of being on this planet and being in this community, is there will be differences of opinion. I meet very regularly with the leadership of the AAEA, and we are very clear that it has been a time, a decade, of underfunding of public schools. We are working together on ensuring that we get a different funding model in the state of Michigan. Under our current school funding model, we are not allowed, it is illegal for us to bond locally for operating dollars. So what we are able to do is to pass sinking fund millage, to pass a 2019 bond, and all of those mechanisms remove as much pressure as possible on the one account from which we can pay salaries and benefits, and that's our general fund.
Obviously, you'd like to see this go away, that it has passed, and Ann Arbor has been very favorable toward millages for schools as well. But if it doesn't pass, what's next for the district and going back to the drawing board?
Laura, we've brought over the previous 3 years that we've been preparing for this 2019 bond, we've brought the very best package that experts say is needed in our 32 beautiful buildings and properties. We have those buildings because generations before us made the decision to think forward and to think ahead. We're asking that of our community now. We believe, based on our engagement with the community, that that is what they want. You know, on next Tuesday night or Wednesday morning, we're going to do our very best work to move forward. I can't share with you right now because I don't know exactly how that will proceed. I'm very confident that our community is a thoughtful community who values education and understands what needs to be done. And yet we work together with our community every day, and we will do that next Wednesday, regardless of the outcome.
Janice Swift is superintendent of Ann Arbor Public Schools. Superintendent, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you today, Laura. I appreciate the opportunity.